Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I'd like to tell everybody that, so they're thinking, they're probably thinking, well, who is StarsCast? Who is Natalie? Yes, it's me, one and the same. But anyways, we have another awesome guest today. I mean, we were already chatting. Of course, I have them come on just a little bit before airtime. But I do want to talk to you about the magazine, MysticLivingToday.com. It is up. It was a big one. They're always large. I used to do really smaller ones, and now it just seems like, you know, I end up with a lot of press releases and excerpts and articles, and sometimes, and I have a lot of featured authors, because every month they put in something, they send me something, and a lot of times I don't even have to remind them, but I do anyways. I have this huge reminder list. Anything this month. Anyway, so I started 4 days ahead of time, and it's all up. So go to MysticLivingToday.com. Lots of great stuff in there. Poetry. I have poets from China, India, and Japan. How you know, man in China, actually, and everybody's going to laugh. When he sends me something, well, it's his translator. The translator will send me Chinese beneath each paragraph. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I, you know, I told him, I said, you don't have to do that. He says, well, I know it makes you smile. It does, because I can't read it. No, and he did send me my name in Chinese. You know how they do it? It looks like little sticks and everything. So, and then also we have StarPsychics.com. Things are picking up, looking nice. I'll be sending out some big mailers, because I'm now with Constant Contact. And I can do my own mailer, you know, my nice little designs, and offer whatever I want. And it's going to be really neat. We have a lot of SEO being done, you know, search engine optimization being done on the site. And it's a tough field to be in with that site. It really, really is. It's very competitive. But then you have the big companies that have all the money, and they can do all the ads and all of that, which is okay. You know, I mean, we all do what we can do, right? And it's not earth-shattering to me. I just keep doing what I know and promoting how I know, and I love it. I love it. So, anyways, without further ado, this next guest, she's living in Cape Town, Africa, South Africa, I guess it's called. And she's there. So we scheduled this interview a little earlier, because I always do that with my guests. If they're wherever they are, I'll do it in the afternoon. It doesn't really matter. And, of course, we've got Candy is in the chat room. Hi, Candy. She's the one that promotes everything, pushes everything out for me. So let's bring in my guest here. Her name is Bridget Finklair. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Hi, Natalie. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Bridget and I were already discussing some things ahead, you know, before the show started, and, you know, I called her my Bridget, and she said my Natalie, and was kind of funny, because, you know, I do that with people sometimes, and it's endearing. It's a very endearing phrase for me. But anyways, she wrote this book that I have to read. I just have to. And we're going to have her tell you all about it. But first, Bridget, I want to go back. How did you start this journey of yours? I mean, were you really, really young? Were you a writer? Did you do poetry? What did you do? I mean, where did you get this little fire under you that said, I got to write a book? I mean, so let's start at the beginning.
Thank you. Just want to first of all say it's wonderful to be here on your show, and thank you for inviting me. So, great question. Do you know what? I know a lot of people that write books say, I'm going to write a book one day. I've got a book inside of me. I'm going to write a book. And do you know what? I wasn't one of those. I didn't think I was going to write a book until about a year before I started writing Red Dress. I've always been a writer. I've always have written things. I used to work many years ago in public relations, and I used to write press releases and articles and things like that. I was much more of an artist when I was a kid. I used to love painting and dressing up and make-believe and all of that kind of thing. So I was quite creative and inventive. But I didn't think that I was going to write a book at all. I guess that I've always had a spiritual journey, and I think it's difficult sometimes for people who've grown up in a spiritual world, if you like, to pinpoint exactly where that journey started. And there's a part of me that thinks probably we began eons ago in another life, and we traveled through different lives, and we probably chose it before we came into this life. But yeah, what started the writing of Red Dress was I was working with my intuition, and I'd been actually taken a training course to tap in at will to intuition. And what was coming up, I had one friend, very psychic friend, she kept saying, oh, you're going to write a book one day. And I just kept ignoring her. You know how you do. And there's a bit at the back of your mind that goes, she could be right. You know that, hey. And then I actually come from London, England originally, and I moved to Cape Town in 2012. And there was another friend of mine, a guy, and he's also psychic, and I had a Zoom call with, no, Skype, I think it was in those days, a Skype call with him. And he was in Australia, and I was in South Africa, and I had this Skype call, and he said, you know, in his Australian accent, you know, you're going to write a book. And I thought, no, I'm not going to write a book. Maybe I am. He said, no, you're going to write a book. Well, you know how with the universe gives you little signs to tell you you're on the right path.
Yeah.
I'd only just moved to South Africa. I'd lived here maybe 3 weeks, and I was living in a beach house on the peninsula, just recovering actually from burnout from living in London. And somebody knocked on my door, and I thought, who's this knocking on my door? I don't know anybody. I've just moved here. Anyway, it was the neighbor across the way. And they came and they said, we're having a braai tonight. Now, a braai is a barbecue. They just call it a braai here in South Africa. So we're having a braai. It was summer. And they said, it's my wife's birthday. And we've got a whole bunch of people. And I know you're new to the neighborhood. And would you like to come? And of course, I said, yes, I'd love to come. So I went over there with my bottle of wine and whatever I took with me. And I knocked on their door. And there were all these people there. And it turns out that his wife was an author. And everybody there was either a writer or an author or a publisher or a, you know, editor or
the universe picked you up and said, you're going to this. How wonderful.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Keep going.
So that's exactly what happened. The big sign came up, you know, yep, no, it's true. So it took me a little while because I was kind of recovering from burnout. And I kept procrastinating, you know, because I kept thinking, I'm not up to this. I don't know what to do. I don't know anything about writing a book. I don't know where to start. And eventually, about 6 months later, I really, you know how spirit sometimes give you a bit of a kick on the butt? It was like, no, you've got to do this. And it was pouring with rain and it was freezing cold. And, you know, we have winter the other way around because we're in the southern hemisphere. So we're in the middle of winter right now in June. It's cold and rainy.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right. And we're in summer. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I'm not used to it because I'm from England, but I was in this freezing cold place that I was renting this place, and it was cold and it was raining, and I was really getting there, you've got to write this book. So I went into a meditative state, and I connected with, you know, with my guides or my guidance, and I connected, and I just heard a sort of voice in my head that just said, open your eyes and start writing. And I just thought, oh, and I was quite scared. And I opened my eyes and I was on my computer and I just started writing. And it came out that it started off with, the setting was London, where I used to live. It was a stressed out career mum and she was a therapist. And I thought, well, I don't know, this is a bit too close to home. It's a little bit like me. I don't want it to be an autobiography. I want it to be a fiction. But anyway, I carried on writing for about 2 years. And finished that manuscript. And then it went on hold for a while because what had happened is I'd written it, but it hadn't really structured it as a novel. And the idea was for it to be a really fun read, you know, that a girls could, and women could pick that up when they're on vacation and they could read it and it could be fun, but it could have pearls of wisdom in there and they could learn all sorts of cool stuff as well. So I needed to learn how to develop characters and develop plots so that it had some tension to it and you wanted to turn the page and know what's going to happen next. And in the midst of all of that, I met my husband, who's South African, and we got married and we built a house. So everything went on hold for a while, and then I started writing again, and it took me another 2 years to really polish that original manuscript and turn it into the novel Red Dress. Sorry, that was a long answer, Natalie, but there you go.
Yeah, well, it was, but it's all about timing, don't you think? I mean, had you have attempted this before, it probably would have been put somewhere and you wouldn't have gone back to it. So you had to do certain things, be certain places, obviously, and then you could do it again, but you could do it almost like under your own terms, not be pressed because somebody's saying, well, where's that book? You know, sometimes it's better. Oh, I think it's better when you do things at your own pace. Now, tell me something. Did your husband, was he an inspiration? Did he help you to finish this? Or
he's just been my rock in the background. You know, he's brilliant. He's so supportive of me because, you know, when talking about own timing, you know, when the timing is right and you're in that divine timing and you flow with it, it's very easy to get lost in writing. So you sit down at your desk to start writing, I don't know, you know, maybe midday, and then before you know it, it's like 9 o'clock in the evening and you haven't eaten anything and you haven't been out. And that's where my husband comes in, because he makes sure that he comes in and he says, you know, you've been in there, you know, for 3 hours, and I think you should just maybe get up and have a cup of tea and maybe have something to eat. And sometimes he's even brought me like a tray with something to eat and a pot of tea. I'm a big tea drinker because I'm English, you know. So he'll come in and he's always holding the space. He's absolutely amazing. He's very encouraging and he really, really holds that space for me. And what I love is he's proud of me and he's read the book as well and he's read Red Dress. And so, yeah, he's great. He's a great person to have around.
What does he do now, Bridget?
Well, what he does is something completely different. He works in the property business. So he's kind of like leases office space and big buildings in Cape Town. So that's what he does as his day job. But yeah, but he's very laid
his
back.
His day job and his night job is to take care of you and to make sure you don't burn out.
Yes. He's the one.
And you eat properly and you have your tea and all that kind of good stuff. What a wonderful man.
Yeah. He's a wonderful man. He really is. I'm very blessed.
Now, do you have any children?
I do, but not from this husband. I have children from an ex-husband, but they're older. So I have a daughter who's 29. She's living in Mexico, and she's also a writer. She's a screenwriter, and she's written a children's book as well. And she's one of those all-round creatives. She's very creative. She trained at drama school. She's an actor as well. And then I have a son who's 27, and he's living in Vietnam. So we're all over the place. We're all over the place.
So he's in the service?
No, he's not. He went to Vietnam originally to teach English. And he ended up meeting a Vietnamese girl, and they've just got engaged.
Oh,
so he's
wonderful.
Living in Vietnam. But he's into permaculture. He runs permaculture and ecology and all of that stuff. He's really into the environment, animals, plants, that sort of thing. So that's what he's doing out there.
All of you are just success stories, but it comes from, like your kids, it comes from you, and I don't know what your previous husband did, but obviously they got a lot from you, obviously, no doubt in my mind. So I'm hoping, I know this, I don't think this book is out yet, is it?
No, it's not out yet. You can pre-order, but Red Dress is launched in USA on the 1st of August, and in England, in UK on the 30th of July. So I think it's something like four weeks from today.
That's really why, you know, some people say, why are you doing two shows a week? Well, for people like yourself, I like to have you on before the book comes out. I mean, you know, I could have scheduled you sometime in October, but that's that's past. I mean, I like to bring the enthusiasm, and you're excited about it, and you have a lot to tell about it. Now, okay, so tell us a bit about Red Dress. Oh, I want to ask you something. Why didn't you call it The Red Dress?
That's an interesting question as well. So I nearly did call it The Red Dress, but there's another book called The Red Dress, but there's
gotcha.
No other book called Red Dress, so that's one reason. But also, I'll let you into a secret. I'll let you and your listeners into a secret about why it's called Red Dress. In the novel, she's being guided by a benevolent voice that's sharing a lot of wisdom with her. This is the main character. Her name is Katie. And she jumps into this alternative spiritual path as a way of finding herself and finding wholeness. And there's a whole lot of fun adventures that she goes on and different people that she meets. And one of the things she does, I don't know if any of your listeners or you have heard of it, she does a thing called Aura Soma. Now, Aura Soma is, you can go and have a consultation. It's all over the world. And they're these little bottles. They look a little bit like Chanel bottles, and they've got different colors in them. And they work. You work with angels and these colors.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've
never
fabulous,
heard of them.
Okay?
Well, let's get
they're
them.
Beautiful.
Where can you get them?
Soma. Aura Soma. Yeah, I think if you look online, you'll find a place near you that you can do it. And you go to a consultation and you pick the bottles that you are drawn to, and they start to clear things within you. So she does that. Now, what happens is she's wearing crazy colors because she finds that whatever bottle she's working with, she has to wear those colors, and a lot of those colors don't suit her. So one of them is lime green and pink, or lime green and magenta. It makes her look like she's sick.
Oh.
And so it's a funny thing, you know, in the book. Anyway, then she gets to the end and she works through these four bottles. And at the end, well, not at the end of the book, but at the end of working through the bottles, she suddenly realizes one day that she's not craving these colors. And the last bottle is actually clear and blue. And she's been wearing blue and white. And she's been wearing blue and white for maybe a month. And she's bored with it, and she opens her wardrobe door, and she's thinking, oh, God, what blue and white outfit am I going to wear today? You know. And then she stares at all of the clothes in her wardrobe, and she realizes she's completed with the blue and white bottle, and she doesn't need, you know, whatever it was that it was doing and clearing and healing in her has been healed, and she doesn't know. She's free to choose whatever she wants from her wardrobe. And then as she's looking through to decide what she's going to wear, she hears this voice in her head, and it goes, Red Dress. So that's why it's called Red Dress. And you'll have to read Red Dress to find out what happens to her when
I
she
will.
Wears that dress.
Now, what I want you to do is spell this out about these bottles. Spell the name of the bottles.
Oh, I will, yes. Aura, A-U-R-A, like your
okay.
aura, and then Soma, S.
Oh, I see them. Soma bottle. Because I like people to know what's going on. Okay. Aura Soma bottles. If you go to Google and put that in, it'll give you all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. And tells all about them and what they're...
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff. It's so cool. You know, the colors, it'll tell you. They have a pomander that you can do, an equilibrium bottles, and oh, my gosh. I have to look into this. I think I might have heard of them once, Bridget, but I didn't retain it. But now I know. Wonderful.
Now you know.
So you can just get them. You can just get them and bring them in your home. Like you can get one, two, whatever. And that coming from that bottle is going to help you in some way. You don't need a reading from somebody, do you?
You can do a reading. It's actually much better to do a reading. So you can go to a consultant, and they will do, depending on the bottles you choose, they will then read. And then they'll tell you how to use them. Some of them are for your room, and some of them are just for your aura. But there was this one called the equilibrium bottles, and you actually work with those. And
yes,
they help
I
to
see
clear
that.
Things.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is one of the interesting things about Red Dress that, all the things in Red Dress that Katie does, they're all real, authentic things that you can do as a reader. So she's having fun. She goes and has her Aura Soma consultation, and they tell her what the bottles are, and she uses them. And it's part of the story. But it's actually a real thing. So the reader can go, hey, I like that. I'd like to have a go at that. And you can Google it and you can find one and you can go and have a consultation. But it's not just right. that. It's the meditation, the Reiki, all the things that she does. There's another thing. There's a lot of different techniques that she uses in the book on her spiritual journey, but they are all authentic, real things that you can go and do if they take your fancy.
Awesome. Just awesome. I'm learning. You see, every week I learn something new. We're never set in stone here with what we know. Now today I'm really learning a lot. You know, but
I don't think that's a great thing about life. We're always learning something new, and that's
it is. If you're open to it, some people don't do that. I mean, I don't really get out and about that much. I mean, I do. One lady told me I'm really a recluse, but I'm really not. Recluses don't like to leave the home at all. I like to leave. But I like my home. I like my work. I like what I do. I have a great line of work that I do, okay? But I want to tell everybody the name of your site. It's BRIDGETFINKLAIRE.com. Now, you're going to find on there that she's got, and we're going to talk about this because I'm really curious. See, I'm going to learn something else. That's what I do is I like to go to the author's site to see all the different kind of things. You have something called the Bone Circle.
I do.
Now, somebody would think firsthand, okay, the Bone Circle. What is this, like little bones that the people use for spells and reeds and all that kind of thing? But this is not what this is it? So explain what the Bone Circle is. Can anybody join? What is the prerequisite to get in? Tell us all about the Bone Circle. I love that.
Okay, so the Bone Circle is actually a training program. So it's actually in the process of being upgraded because I used to teach it with a group of people in person. Now, of course, we're living in interesting times right now. So
yeah.
I need to open that up and put it on my website. And it's a project for me to do once Red Dress has been launched. So towards the end of this year, October, November, December, I will be putting the Bone Circle up online. So people from all over the world will be able to train in the Bone Circle. And we'll have like a Facebook Live or Zoom sessions where there's a live Q&A. And it will all be in different sections. But it's basically a training program. And what it does is it's absolutely unique. I created it and developed it and designed it myself. And it's completely transformative and life-changing. And people love it. And you do become part of that circle at the end. So once you've done the training, you are then part of that circle. Now, the reason I call it the Bone Circle is, let's talk with the circle first, because circles are very magical things, aren't they? You know, that you can
right.
think about if you think about a wedding ring, it's a circle. Think about a crown on someone's head, it's a circle. Think about the planet, it's a circle. The sun is a circle. You know, so we think of spheres and circles as very, very powerful geometries, and we can define space in a circle. You can draw a circle, and you can say this space is sacred. So you can define spaces with circles. But also with circles, nobody in a circle is better than anyone else. There's no boss, big boss there. There's just people in the circle, and they all bring different things to that circle. They all bring different skills, different talents to that circle. Now, indigenous peoples, you know, you'd say I live in South Africa, they often, when they want to debate something in the village, they often gather in a circle, and then they have like a stick or something that they hold, a crystal or something they hold, and whoever's holding that thing is the one who's talking, and everybody else will listen until they're finished, and then they'll pass that stick or that crystal or whatever it is, a stone, on to somebody else who wants to talk. So it's a very beautiful way of working together in teamwork. So part of the reason it's called the Bone Circle is that you work together, and you work together to support each other as you grow. So this idea of the circle was really important for me. And then the reason it's the bone is, well, part of it, you just said, you know, the shaman throws the bones to read the future. And part of what that training is tapping into your own intuition to see what's coming, you know, that psychic ability that we all have. And part, and also with bones, if you think about us as human beings in our physical body, the bones are the framework. The bones are like the structure underneath. And so we take everything back to the bare bones to understand it. And then we can
and
build
to hold it together.
Bones.
It's a starting point. It's a starting point.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about the circle. A lot of people put a circle around them to protect themselves also.
Absolutely. It can be a protection circle as well. So there's a lot of things around bone and circle that really fit well with what the training's about. And really what it does is it helps people to create the life they'd love. I love the fact that you said earlier on, you said, I love what I do. And then you said, you know, I love my life and I love what I do. And that's fantastic. And that's what we should all be doing. But unfortunately, not everybody is on track with that. So this training helps people to get on track with what they truly love. Like their higher,
I would like to join. I think it's wonderful. I mean, we can always, there's so many, I mean, I can learn so much. I mean, I get kind of contained in what I'm doing. Yeah, I have all these beautiful people that write for the magazine, and I learn because when I put it up, I read it before it goes live. But the thing of it is you can meet people all over the world. I mean, it's like it's universal. And if you allow yourself, you can transform yourself. You can feel better about your life. I happen to be doing something that I love, and that's the magazine and having people like you on my show and my other sites, all involved with people. It's all about people. But I think sometimes, you know, you need to do a little bit more. I always want to do more anyway, so that's fine with me. So I think that's a great thing that you started that. Now, is it still going on right now?
At the moment, I've put the Bone Circle on hold because it is a program, and I needed to focus on the launch of Red Dress. So
yes.
I've kind of put it on hold, and also I'm writing a sequel to Red Dress because it's actually part of a trilogy. So I'm still writing.
Oh, I was going to ask that. Tell me.
Yeah, so there's going to be three books altogether. And the first one, Red Dress, starts off with Katie, the protagonist. And she's one of these people. She's got a successful life, but she's lost herself. And she's not, it's actually quite painful on the inside. And then she feels guilty that she's not enjoying the successful life. So she carries on this path, and she goes and has therapy, and she also carries on this spiritual path. And the first novel, Red Dress, it really sees her understand herself, understand what's going on, find herself, and really realize, no, this is not what I want. I want something different. The second book is much more about old structures that are no longer serving her, falling away, things just falling away. And you know, sometimes if you're going to make an omelet, you've got to crack a few eggs. And sometimes if you want to have a different life that for you, the old life has to break down. So a lot of structures in her life break down in the second book, but she rises phoenix-like from that. And at the end of the second, I haven't finished it yet, she will be standing in her power, really knowing who she is, what she's about, what she wants to do in the world, and mm-hmm. loving her life. And even though her life is not as successful as before, she will be loving her life. And then in the third book, I'm actually thinking of calling the third book The Bone Circle because I want it to feed into some of the principles of The Bone Circle. So she's
I think that's
gonna
a great idea.
Affirmative.
Yes. Do that. I think it's wonderful. Well, of course, you're wonderful. I mean, I could listen to you all day because you have so much knowledge. And you know, I talk to people in the field, but not like when I have my authors on like yourself, because a lot of people that surround me, I mean, they believe, but they don't believe like I do. And so it's difficult sometimes. But when I talk to somebody like you, I'm flying over here. I mean, I'm just like, up on top of the mountain here. Okay, this is good.
Hey, me too. We're having a party up here, Natalie.
Yes. And we don't have to Zoom. We don't have to do that. Although it would be fun to talk to you free, you know, without being on the radio. But yeah. So now tell me about, now the Red Dress, do you have a lot of promotions lined up? Is Gavin taking good care of you? Gavin, I have to tell everybody, is he's my buddy. He always calls me his star. I'm a star child. I said, Gavin, I'm not a star. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. To me, you're a star. And, you know, O-Books always publishes anything that I put in my magazine. You know, I send them the link and off it goes. And but I've known them at O-Books for years. They were John Hunt Publishing before. Now it's O-Books,
yeah.
O-Books. But it wasn't that
yeah.
all the time. And they've always been really good to me. Always been very good to me. And then, of course, you know, Gavin sent you to me. And I can tell you exactly what I said. Yes, yes, yes. I want her, I want her, I want her. I said, you know, and he sends me this email back. You're so funny. And I said, well, no, I'm telling you the truth. I've never talked to him on the phone, but he's just, he's got a great personality and he really cares. And it shows.
He does. He's gold. He's absolutely lovely, man. Really, really lovely. And he's so enthusiastic. And he's just, he's so positive. You know, it's lovely, lovely to get emails from him. And I've chatted to him on Zoom. And, he's lovely. And he's really looking after me. So bless him.
Well, he is. And if I'll say to him, okay, like around the 20th of the month or maybe before, I'll say, okay, Gavin, I need more stuff. And, you know, sometimes he'll send me 6 articles or excerpts or 2 or 3. And then this time he sent me 2 and he says, oh, next month is going to be really loaded with stuff. And I'm thinking, good, good, because it's interaction. I have interaction with authors. And then, you know, he'll just always say, you want this one? You want this one? Well, I have never refused anybody yet unless they do something that's not problematic, but, I mean, if they're, like, off the deep end with something that it would not really would be difficult to interview somebody, like, or talk. I don't even interview, but to talk sometime. And I haven't had anybody like that yet, Bridget, that was I was dreading, like, oh, God. You know, even last week, this man wrote me this nice email. He said, you did very well with my interview. I'm so happy I was on your show. But I'm going to tell you something. He was, it was like pulling things from him. Like, you know, he wasn't like you. I mean, you elaborate. He didn't elaborate. You know, when sometimes you ask somebody something, I mean, they go off and not him. And so I thought, oh, gosh, I hope this is going well. But my friend told me, she says, you can handle anything. She said, you did well with this one, and because she listens to them all. But I, as soon as I started talking to him, I knew what I had to do, and it was not that difficult. You, I mean, we could talk for hours. There's just no doubt in my mind.
Oh, sure we could.
You know, and have many cups of tea with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So are you going to do a lot of promoting? What is it up coming up for you now?
Okay, so I've got a few podcasts and radio shows like your own. And actually what surprised me is quite a lot of those are in America, which is absolutely amazing and fantastic. I'm loving talking to American people because they're so positive. I've got 1 or 2 as well in England. Of course, in my head, when I was writing Red Dress, I had always imagined that I would fly to England because I've still got family there. My father's very old. He's still living there. And I've got friends there. And I always thought I'd fly to England and I'd do a book signing and a book launch in a big, you know, bookshop, a bit like Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
In sort of like West London somewhere, and that I'd invite all my friends and family and they'd all come and we'd have a bit of a party. Well, of course, that's not going to happen because England right now is on lockdown. And South Africa...
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah, I did read something about that.
Yeah.
I think countries are having, here, the only thing here, Bridget, in the United States is that people are forgetting that, you know, I mean, you're vaccinated, okay, but that's not like a blanket over you that you're not going to get anything. And then we've got all these variants coming now, and I'm concerned about people gathering and they're not taking the necessary precautions and sharing things. And I go to the grocery store and I still wear my mask. So does my son. I had the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. He had the Pfizer, so he had 2. I had always thought about, somebody said to me, why did you choose that one? First of all, my age. Second of all, I don't want to have to do this twice. and hear people from all kinds of, no matter how old they are, what they are, they have trouble with the second one. And I just, you know, I just don't want to have that happen. And the only thing with me is that it took a really long time to feel back to normal. I mean, I had it on May 11th, and it was only this week. Imagine, all these weeks, I was not feeling myself. I wouldn't have energy. I'd find myself with no ambition. And I'm very ambitious. I'm very energetic. But I would have to sit down, and I'd talk to my cat. His name is Mushy, and I'd say, Mushy, I don't know what's going on with me here, but we're going to just sit here, and we're going to just relax and take it that we should do this, right? So that's the only thing I had. I never got deathly ill. I never got a cold. I never got flu symptoms. I never got any of that. But it did take its toll on me in that I seemed to be not at the fast pace. I mean, I usually go warp speed. Maybe that's good, though, because I shouldn't be doing that.
Down,
I
mean, right?
Yeah, it's time for you to slow down. The universe says, okay, let's make her slow down here, and the only way we're going to do it is we're going to give her an injection, and that'll stop her. but I mean, you know, I would find myself having to think about, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, and blah, blah. Now I'm pretty much back to norm, you know, the normal part that I am, and I'm really, really grateful. And but that's the only thing I had. Now, what's it like over there for you with COVID? You're not on lockdown or anything there, are you?
We weren't, and we've just gone into a more severe lockdown just now, but I think that will pass. That's for the third wave. But otherwise, it's been reasonably okay here. But there is the end result of all of this is there's a problem me going to England. So in the end of the day, we decided I'm going to launch Red Dress online. So I'm doing podcasts, I'm doing radio shows, and then I'm going to do, actually on the 30th of July, which is when it launches in UK, I'm going to get a good friend of mine in England to interview me online, and I'm going to read a little bit, do some readings and all of that sort of stuff, and invite whoever wants to come and listen to that. So if any of your listeners would love to be part of that and hear me do some of the reading from there, please go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, because there'll be book launch news and I'll be sending out all the
reviews.
Okay, well, I am there.
I am there. So where do I sign up? I go to news and views or what?
No, if you either the contact page or actually if you go to the very first page, the landing page, there's a little button at the top that says sign up for book news, and that will take you to the contact page.
Oh, here.
Just
keep
in
touch.
In your name,
here,
yeah.
circle waiting list, but I'm gonna sign up. You know I am.
Awesome. Thank you. So anybody that signs up for that, you will get a link to the Zoom, and there will be my friend.
How much fun is that?
Will be.
It brings us together. Look where you are and look where I'm at. I'm in South Carolina. Look where you are. Look how far away you are.
That's it.
But we can still connect.
This is the beautiful thing about what's happening now is people from all over the world are connecting. And it's like the little points of light on a grid of light around the world. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's a big circle now, isn't it?
It's a big circle.
Back to your circle. Yes,
it
is. It is. And people can learn things. And, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, I don't know. Candy would have to tell me how many interviews or talks. I like to call them talks because I get questions from a gal who does the info sheet for me, but I don't ever ask them. I don't ever have to. I told her, I said, well, you don't have to do this anymore. She said, oh, you don't need it? And I said, not really. because somebody said a few weeks ago, well, should I come prepared with questions? I wrote them back laughing. I said, no, just show up.
Well, beautiful. Fantastic. That's the best way, because then it's spontaneous.
Well, it really is, because then it's a Q&A, and I really don't like those. It's more like a host on a talk show somewhere, you know, TV. You're like, okay, Bridget, tell us all about this. Oh, she's telling me now this is show number 194. It's how many I've done. Pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Candy. She heard me. She's listening. And so, you know, well, she puts it all up for me, and she puts it out to Facebook and all of that. And I have – you also have Instagram. I don't know if I'm following you or not, but you know I will. Oh, yes, indeedy.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you are on Instagram, Bridget, BridgetFinkLaire. Right on Instagram there, and you're also on Twitter, I see, right? I would love to follow
Twitter.
You on Twitter, but I have an issue with Twitter right now because they won't let me follow anybody because I've written to them. They have me, like, in prison. I mean, I can comment. You know, I mean, I can send you a note, but I can't follow you. I can't follow anybody. And I've got some people at Twitter that wanted me to do an ad. I said, I'm not doing an ad until you break me from these chains. I'm not doing nothing.
Sure.
But Candy does.
No,
Candy can do it.
Yeah.
And then Facebook. You're also on Facebook, too, right?
Yep. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm at
and YouTube. And Pinterest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just to say that to everybody listening, I know you've said it already, but a lot of people hear, when they hear the S for Finclair, they hear S for Sinclair, but it's actually F for Freddie. So Bridget, like Bridget with a T, and then the Finclair is an F for Freddie or for Foxtrot, because a lot of people think it's Sinclair, even when I spell it out to them. So you can find me. It's an unusual name, and I'm on all of those social media platforms. And the website as well.
You really, really are. And I've got Get In Touch right now. You've got that. If you go contact with the top, at the top of her page, it's on all of them, and you fill it out, and you can put a little comment. And Candy just told me something. She says, Twitter changed the number of people that you can follow, and when they did, Star's Twitter was already over the limit. Oh, yeah, I know. I know all about it. I'm not happy with them. Yeah,
no.
I have.
Okay,
three times I've got somebody going to bat for me from Twitter, and nothing has happened. So until they do that, that's okay. Candy can do it. Candy does it. And but you know, I don't like that they do that. You know, like on Instagram, you can basically do whatever you want. I mean, you can follow thousands if you want. I mean, I don't. I usually follow people that I follow them back if they follow me. But what I like about it is you can interact with photographers and artists, because I put up these images, and I'll connect with you and you'll see. I put up these images that they're so beautiful, and they're not paintings or anything. They're done with a program, and they're just gorgeous. I mean, just really, really gorgeous. And, of course, I have one for Mystic Living today also. Candy takes care of that one, which she takes care of a lot. But anyways, it's fun. I mean, it's fun mingling with people. I have a lady, Bridget, that will send me a bouquet of flowers every Friday.
Oh, how beautiful.
On Instagram. Is that amazing or what?
Oh, that's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Oh, that's lovely.
Roses. She'll send me roses. She'll send me all kinds of just, and it's like she makes my Friday. And I said, you know, I was said to her today, I've been waiting for him today now, you know. I don't want you to miss a step here, laughing, you know. But it's like, you know these people. You know, And so I think what I'm going to do soon for the next issue is I'm going to get something for Red Dress so we can put it in as a feature for the magazine for August. And I'll send you something about
that.
Oh, that
would be
that.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And
fabulous.
Then I'll get the link from Amazon once it's there and put it up in the bookstore, which I'm remiss in doing all of that. I get so busy, and I'm still got to finish my bookkeeping for my taxes. So, but I have till September. But you know, when I wasn't feeling good, I wrote to my CPA because I do all the accounting. I do accounts payable, accounts receivable, and I said to her, you know, I'm kind of dragging. She said, you just take care of you. You have till September 15th. Lots of time.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah, I'm in the payable
advice.
Yeah, well, she said, you know, the only thing is if you owe money, then you'll get penalized. You can do it after that because I'm a corporation, but the thing of it is I don't want to do that. So it's just I have time, but I'm doing it at my own pace. You know, that's what you have to do. But, you know, this is just so wonderful talking to you. So it's cold there right now, right?
It is cold here right now. Well, it's not freezing cold, but I think it's about something like 10, 12 degrees, maybe something like that.
Oh, that's cold. That's cold. It's about 90 here.
And I'm talking centigrade. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit.
It's 90 degrees here.
Is it? Beautiful.
Yeah. So you can see the ocean from where you live?
Yes, I can. Yes. Beautiful.
So are you along the, you right along the front? I mean, are you sitting back or?
No, we're up a mountain, up the side of a mountain.
Oh,
it's quite
so
mountainous.
You just look out and there it is.
Yeah. So we're up the side of a mountain, and if we look to the front of our house, it's mountains, and if we look out of the sort of like the end of our house, it's a bay. There's a bay. And so we see mountains either side and then the ocean.
Oh,
so we're high
wow.
up.
That's got, I'm like 15 minutes from the ocean, I think, so I'm not close at all. But, oh, that's beautiful. But I think, too, maybe the color is different there than here. I mean, in different parts of the world, I mean, you can get this really pretty blue-green, more green, more blue. Here it's basically the same, but is it a different, like a nice color there? I'm sure it is. It's got to be. I can look it up and find out. But,
yeah. The ocean's amazing, and it changes all the time with different seasons. So sometimes it can look like that beautiful, like a lagoon, that bluey, like a jadey, greeny blue, like a lagoon.
Yeah.
And sometimes it looks like really deep blue, and sometimes when it's windy, we get like white waves on the deep blue. And then sometimes in the winter, when it can be very stormy here because we're on that Cape of Good Hope where the ships used to go aground. And in the winter, it can be windy and stormy. And then the sea looks gray and it looks angry. You know, so
I'm sure it is angry. That's what looks that it is.
But
you know what? People have to have respect for water because it's very powerful, super powerful.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I'm going to tell this little story about when I lived in Michigan, we went up to Lake Superior. And the thing of it is Lake Superior never gives up its dead, and that's because of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And there were other big ships that went down. But I'm going to tell you, we were visiting some friends, and they said, well, let's go there. Let's go there. I said, okay, cool, you know, because I love stuff like that. And so we walked. We were so warm. I swear there was a line on the ground. We walked past that line, and it was freezing. That's no
Whoa.
Joke.
I
said to him.
No,
I
can understand that.
Yeah, I said, did you feel that? Feel what? I said, it's getting cold. It was an imaginary line, but it got cold. And that's Lake Superior. That's what it does. That's how powerful it is. And I was amazed. I mean, it was like in September. And then everybody was laughing. I said, follow me, folks. Take your jackets off because it's going to get warm now. So we walked a little bit further, and there it was, just like it was when
there
we approached that imaginary line. It's amazing. But water is very powerful. I don't like to be on the water. I don't like water. I have always been afraid of water. Well, somebody tried to drown me. I mean, they put my head under the water, and it did a number on me when I was a little girl. And from that point on, I just don't like that feeling. So, I stay away from it. Lovely to look at, but I don't want to step into it. Isn't that funny?
It's not really funny because it would have been a trauma for you, hey? It would have been a very traumatic experience, and you don't want to repeat that. So it's your body protecting you. It's your mind protecting you.
That's right.
That happening again.
That's right. But you know, my son said to me, well, Mom, would you ever go on a cruise? And I said, well, I'll tell you something. First of all, it'd have to be a mighty big boat. And it depends on where we were going. And I would be looking up, okay, well, what's expected at the sea, in the seas at this time of the year? He was laughing. And I said, if I had you, my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, especially you, I said, I would feel safe. Because you would never let anything happen to me. And that's the truth.
Oh, what a lovely son.
Oh, he is.
Fantastic.
Oh, he is.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, he's just the best. So, you know, I because my granddaughter will be graduating from high school next year. And so he's mentioned something about that. Would you go? And I said, I told you my circumstances. You know, we always have threats of hurricanes here starting now. Until November. Usually in my area, they don't really occur until like maybe September, October can be a little dicey for us. In other words, things could be brewing, you know. You're going to love this. I have a picture of the United States. It's blank. just an outline, right, of the United States.
Yeah.
And what I do when something is approaching, I do a grid. I have this grid so it protects my state.
That's fantastic. What a great idea.
And then I bring it up along the coast. Now, where I am, we're kind of tucked in. Candy's in Myrtle Beach, so she's more exposed than I am. But we are in the like in a little curve about 10 minutes from Savannah, Georgia. And we kind of nestled in there. But I put that grid up. I do it. Somebody taught me that a long, long time ago. You can do it with a black marker. You can do it with red. Whatever it takes, do it. Just stop it. Nope, not going to do it. So that's what I do. I do believe.
That's a fantastic thing to do. Yeah, absolutely. And what a great tip for anybody out there who wants to protect themselves.
Yeah, it's true, and I had somebody do it for me a long, long time ago. And I thought about it because we've had one storm where we had to leave. But it was okay. But you know what? You're going to love this too. We were leaving, and my son said to me, what are you thinking, Mom? And I said, well, I know nothing's going to happen to the house. He said, why? I said, because I just know. So we were getting back, and it's terrible when they let you into your property. I mean, you've got the guards and everything, but he said, well, so what do you think? I said, the house is fine. And my neighbor's house was fine. Sure enough, we went there. Everybody got water in there. Well, across the street, they were flooded out. Everything was flooded. It was awful. Come to my house, I had a little bit of water in my garage. That was it.
Oh, that's great. It works properly. Fantastic.
Well, yeah. It could have been really, really bad, but... it's amazing, but yes. So I want to tell everybody, please be safe out there, though. I keep reminding people, don't let your guard down. Don't let your guard down, I just love this interview with you. Oh, my gosh, this has been wonderful. You're wonderful.
It's having fun, hey? We're having fun. It's great.
We
Fantastic.
Are. So is there anything you want to ask of me? We have some time.
Oh, I don't know. When did you start interviewing people and doing this work?
My STARS site started, it was 9 years old in September. And so the following February on Valentine's Day, which it's actually 10 years old now, everybody said, why don't you do a radio show? Well, I thought, I don't know, I don't want to do this. It was just another thing added to my resume, if you want to call it. And so I had a co-host then. In the beginning, we had a bunch of people on, but eventually it went to my co-host, Maya, and myself. And we would discuss topics. I didn't do talks with any authors or anything. Well, we did that for quite a few years. And then, she became like a sister to me. She passed away suddenly. And I stopped.
Oh,
I didn't do anything for like 3 months because I just didn't have the heart. And then I had a friend say to me, you need to get back on the radio. People like to hear your voice. They love that energy. And so he interviewed me to get me back. And then pretty soon he lined up all these people for me because he didn't want me to stop. People that, I did some shamans and all kinds of people he had lined up for me. So that's how I got my feet wet. And then pretty soon I was getting announcements from publishing houses. Would you like to interview this person? Would you like to? And I thought, well, maybe I can do that. And then that was it. That's all it took.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, like Candy said, this is episode 194. So that's pretty cool. I'm proud of that. I think it's wonderful.
Fantastic. Yeah.
But I love what I do. See, and so that's how I started doing the talks and then I got Candy to promote everything, she does that and puts it on Facebook, puts it on Twitter, puts it everywhere. And now I'm doing two a week just about. Like next week I'll have two. And then the following I'll have two. I'm going to drive myself probably crazy here with all of these. I get a break in August.
I was
going to
say
the 13th.
You get a break.
I get a break.
Okay, awesome.
So I'll be doing them twice a week for a while. But I do that because I like to accommodate people like you. I have a new book coming out. And it's kind of nice because the show brings you to them. And it's recorded. So as most of them are, and I will send you the link later, but most of them, they're recorded, so they can always listen. If something fascinates them about the little info page there, the show page, then they can tune in and they can hear it. And
that's fantastic.
How... Yeah, I love it. I love it, and I love talking to you. We must do this again. I'll see you on Zoom because I'm going
to
sign up for that.
Okay, awesome. It'd be fantastic to have you there.
Oh.
Welcome there. Yeah.
You're a sweet lady. And look for my email now about submitting something for the August issue, and we'll do a little promotion that way. And I'm going to thank Gavin for introducing us because this has been wonderful. I knew it would be, though. I could tell by your emails.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. It's been absolutely amazing.
I don't know if I'm absolutely amazing, but I certainly love what I do, and I love having beautiful people like yourself on my show.
I love your passion, and that really comes through, your passion and enthusiasm. You love what you do, and that's the most important thing, and that really comes through, and that's...
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, everybody says, oh, my God, where do you get all this energy? Well, it's because I lift myself up. It's like when I do the magazine. It's like I'm sitting really hot. I mean, if you're in that place that you're just doing what you love, and you're not thinking about, I'm not thinking about anything else except talking to you. See, and that's the part. That's why it works. That's why it works.
Absolutely.
So everybody out there, find something that you can truly get so involved in. Outside isn't going to bother you. You're just working
that's
on what
good.
You're working on. And like you, you're the same thing. Writing.
Absolutely.
That's it.
It is. It's finding what you love, and you lose track of time and you get lost in it, and it really fills you up, and it nourishes our souls, doesn't it, when you do that, when you do something you love.
Yeah, and somebody really said I feed the world with all the people that I talk to, and I love that. I mean, I love it. I really, really
beautiful?
Do.
I love it.
Thank you again.
Fantastic.
We will be in touch. We will be in touch, of course.
Fantastic.
And thank you, Candy, for what you do. She's in the chat.
I need a candy as well.
Well, you know, she just told me something. She says Valentine's Day 2013 was our first show.
Oh, wow. Valentine's Day. So that energy of love was on the first show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep, I remember it well.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, God,
awesome.
I hated having to do that. Though. I was so, they talked me into it. There was a bunch of them. They talked me into it. And now look what I'm doing.
Well, I'm glad they did talk you into it. That was fantastic.
Thank you again for coming on the show. And like I said, I'll be in touch and email. And as always, I end my show with this, Bridget. Believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. With that, I'll say bye to everybody. And we're going to play. This is Candy's song. She loves this song. And it's, we start to dance around and everything. It's called Free to Love. So we're going to do that. Take care, my Bridget.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much for inviting me. It's been wonderful. Thank you, Natalie.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, this is Gabby Ray. That's right. I keep forgetting to say her name. Okay, here we go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors, so get the chip off the shoulder.
everybody have a great day, evening, whatever it is where you are, and know that you are loved.
Peace.